Matt Bevan is back again with what's making news around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. A couple of weeks ago, we reported here on RN Breakfast about a convoy of aid trucks which were trying to cross from Colombia into Venezuela when one of them was set on fire. Here's The Telegraph's US correspondent Harriet Alexander speaking to us a couple of weeks ago.
They tried to take these aid convoys across, and I've been speaking to some of the young guys today who were trying to unload the aid, and they were telling me that they were being shot at by the Venezuelans. They had the gunshot wounds to prove it, and they said they told me that indeed the convoy was set on fire by forces loyal to Nicolas Maduro. So it's a very tense time here in Cúcuta, and no one quite knows what's going to come next.
So that was the accepted story about that incident at the border on the 25th of February, that the aid truck was set alight by sitting President Nicolas Maduro's forces. It was reported all across the Western media outlets in the days following the incident. The opposition to Nicolas Maduro held up images of the burning truck. It was reported across Latin American media as evidence of Maduro's cruelty. The U.S. Vice President Mike Pence even tweeted that the tyrant in Caracas danced as his henchmen murdered civilians and burned food and medicine heading to Venezuelans. The U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton tweeted, Maduro contracts criminals to burn food and medicine intended for the Venezuelan people. But this morning, the narrative behind the aid truck fire has been upended by the New York Times, which reports that it wasn't Maduro's forces, but the opposition, who appears to have set the cargo alight accidentally. The paper says, and I'll read from it directly, it says, unpublished footage obtained by the New York Times and previously released tapes, including footage released by the Colombian government, which has blamed Mr. Maduro for the fire, allowed for a reconstruction of the incident. It suggests that a Molotov cocktail thrown by an anti-government protester was the most likely trigger for the blaze. The paper says the Molotov cocktail is thrown at police who were shooting at them, but the rag used as the bomb's wick slips out of the bottle and flies towards the truck, which catches on fire. The paper also says the convoy wasn't actually carrying medicine, but hygiene products like soap and toothpaste. So the facts appear to be a little bit in question surrounding that incident, but the broader issue absolutely remains. That aid convoy was trying to get into Venezuela to provide humanitarian relief to the millions of people there suffering from food shortages and other unpleasant byproducts of Maduro's regime. Over the weekend, there has been a widespread blackout in Venezuela, plunging more than 70% of the country into darkness. Nicolas Maduro says the blackout is due to sabotage by the US. He says, we are facing the most serious aggression of US imperialism in the entire history of 200 years of the Republic. We have been containing and defeating every attack day by day, week by week. They say that the evidence that the US is the cause of this blackout is that just minutes after the outage began, US Senator Marco Rubio, the strongest critic of Maduro in the US Senate, tweeted specific details of the power outage. Here's the Communications Minister Jorge Rodriguez.
Marco Rubio.
He says, this man, Marco Rubio, has mystic skills. Just a few minutes after the sabotage against our electrical system, he knew the details of it. How did he know specifically where the aggression was targeted? The only way of knowing that is that he knew about it beforehand. So Marco Rubio has joked about this on Twitter, saying that he's very sorry for accidentally shutting down Venezuela's electrical grid. He must have pushed the wrong button on his phone. But Rubio has been extremely vocal about all of this. Last week, he was criticised roundly online for beginning a thread of tweets where he started by talking about, you know, Nicolas Maduro, and then he started posting pictures of dictators who had been killed, Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein, that sort of thing. But he's been talking a lot on Fox News and other new US media outlets about the plan that the US government has for toppling Maduro, and that the fact that Donald Trump is absolutely not going to give up until Maduro is gone.
And, you know, Maduro thinks he's going to wait out Donald Trump. Look, I've been on the president's good side. I've been on his bad side. I've been in the, you know, a little bit of both. When this guy's on, when the president's on something, it's like a dog on a bone. I mean, he will not let go. He is never going to give up on this until Maduro's out of there. Maduro's taken on a terrible enemy. in Donald Trump, and the president and his administration deserves tremendous credit. And the Maduro regime is not a government. They are a mafia. You have to think of them as an organized crime ring, and everybody around Maduro is a criminal. Drug traffickers, they make money by trafficking cocaine into the United States. They're stealing gold both out of the ground and from the nation's reserves and making money off of that. I mean, every crime you can imagine, they're engaged in. And so you break them the way you break an organized crime ring. You put pressure on all of them until these thieves and these criminals that have no honor, they start turning on each other. Let me tell you this, every single prominent official in Venezuela, with the absence of Maduro, has reached out to somebody looking for a deal. That is a fact.
Yeah, that's U.S. Senator Marco Rubio talking at length about his passion about getting rid of Nicolas Maduro.
Matt, thank you very much. Cheers, very man. Interesting. Matt Bevin, you're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 9 minutes to 7.